America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
it is the trade deadline today, and we're going to fill you in on what went down. Of course, our Falcon Report is brought to you by the University of Texas, MD Anderson, a cancer center. And guys, we're glad that you're here. 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings on a Tuesday where it's Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
How timely takeaways are helping the Falcons thrive. We'll talk about that. But Mike, as we've been talking about the deadline today, listen, I'm just telling you right now, and these are the players that were moved. Marshawn Lattimore, Davante Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, Deontay Johnson, Mike Wilson, Za'Darius Smith, Khalil Davis, right? Jonathan Mingo. Some will have significant value to where they are, like last night with D-Hop. I could go on and on, Mike, but you're talking about 20 different players moving to new teams for draft compensation. So what we're saying, guys, is there are a lot of teams. The Steelers,
right.
Buffalo, Kansas City, Washington, Detroit, that feel like they have a shot at maybe getting there, and they took a chance today.
Yep, and that's why when you look around the league and you say, hey, man, who's in it? Who's in it to win it? We'll start in the NFC. Teams that we're going to face, we're going to see the Commanders later in the year. They won't be able to use him immediately, but they traded for Marshawn Lattimore, so you won't see him on Sunday for the Saints, a guy that Falcon fans are familiar with because he's been pretty much a stud right out of the box out of Ohio State down there in NOLA. So Dan Quinn beefs up their defense. Meanwhile, the Lions, and they were linked to Za'Darius Smith for about a week, and they did get the trade done, and that's a guy that, again, he's no Aiden Hutchinson, but he is a guy that brings some edge rush, and he had a bunch of sacks this year for the Browns. So the Lions in our conference and the Commanders improve. A lot of guys are pointing to the fact, now, I don't know schematically if it fit, but the Steelers go get Preston Smith, who's had a bunch of sacks. He's had, you know, 8 and 9 sack years recently, just 2.5 right now. All they gave up was a 7th rounder to the Steelers to get a guy who's a big kind of oversized, you know, kind of could play the edge in a 3-4. So, I mean, there are moves being made. There were players to get. We couldn't get the Azeez Ojulari trade done. That's the one that we were linked to by a number of media sources.
He stays with the Giants. If you're asking us right now, well, who got better, only time will tell. Right. I just think teams field needs for what they thought they wanted to improve on as the season continues to move. And then we get to the second half of the season. I'll tell you right now, the Ravens needed help defensively. Getting Tre'Davious White is a big deal. You know, you talk about needing edge and help. The Lions went after exactly what they needed,
right?
You know, with Aiden Hutchinson's injury. So that is all stuff that we'll continue to look at and talk about over the next few days. We'll have Coach on tomorrow, by the way. We'll be up at Flowery Branch and players as well. And we'll ask Coach about this because I think everybody's wondering, okay, how close maybe were you and why didn't you do anything?
Now, we spoke with Torrey McElhinney from the Falcons earlier. Wes was in the studio, Wes Durham, for 2 segments. And, you know, we did get 3 sacks, 2 back-to-back. But still, I think most Falcon fans say, hey, even with the 3 sacks against the Cowboys, you're dead last in the NFL. And I also felt that with a 3-year window or 2.5, however you look at it, 2-year window, 3-year window with Kirk Cousins, that you want to go get, you want to put all your chips in, right? Let's go. And if it was, and maybe we'll find out. Maybe Fontenot will say they were pursuing things, but the ask was just too much, Carl. If the Giants wanted more than a fourth-round pick, we didn't have a third-rounder because we gave that for Judon to the Patriots. Could you have swung a fourth-rounder and a pick next year? Whatever. Maybe they look at Ojulari and say, yeah, that, they don't see it. And he's got five sacks because he's playing with better guys. I don't know. There's just a lack of edge rush. Unless you feel that Ebikadi is really the light switch has gone on, and Caden Ellis is going to be used more in the way we thought when we signed him 2 years ago, that they'll get cooking for Jimmy Lake.
Yeah, here's why I don't think we should fret, and I get it. Do I always want to improve? Yes. Would I want better personnel up front? If we can add to that, yes. But, Mike, we're getting all of our linebackers back healthy, Troy Anderson included. And what you saw last week is Caden Ellis, all right, and you can do this with Troy Anderson with his speed, lining up on the edge, moving these guys around, and bringing additional heat. And if we're able to have success there, again, I can't tell you that's the answer, but it gives you some solutions to some of our issues. I feel like, hey, that may be the reason why we didn't necessarily make any moves today during the trade deadline. Now, let's talk about these timely takeaways. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, because this is the other part of what's happened with our defense. Going up against the Saints, believe it or not, the Saints have more takeaways on the season than we do. But it's the one thing, Mike, that we have done really well. We're getting off the field on third downs when we need to. Mm-hmm. Could the sack numbers be better? Yes, obviously. But the one thing we're doing is limiting explosive plays and taking the ball away. Guys, right now, we've got 10. I think the Saints have 14. But it's timely takeaways, right? Think about when some of this stuff has happened in a game, whether it's early or late, and it allows you to get up on a team and score. Those are the kind of things that I think have helped us. And if we continue to do that, I'm not telling you it takes away or offsets the sacks. Nothing does. You still need to have those numbers up. But, Mike, it certainly helps taking the football away.
Hey, I don't know. Chris will vet this for us, our producer. There's a story out there. Is Wesley Steinberg considered a reliable source, Chris? Yeah, it's fake. So we're not even going to go down this. So that's why we vet. That's why you don't go down. So guys, a bunch of our listeners are seeing stories out there and they're sending it to us, and don't believe the stuff because it's, you know, as you said, it's a fugazi out there on social media. As far as the Giants and the Falcons trying to make the deal.
Yeah, the reports are false. And so again, this is, you just got to be careful. But I'll say this about that whole ordeal with who we talk to. I know they talk to a lot of teams. I know they talk to the Giants. But ultimately, if this was simply, Mike, that the Falcons didn't want to come off of whatever they were saying, hey, this is what we want in return. And again, he's young. You know, Ojulari is a young guy. This isn't a 30-year-old guy where you go, okay, well, we'll take a seventh-round pick. Maybe they were asking for more than what is being reported. And usually that's the case, because if it was that easy, you know, you do the deal. But then you see other deals around the NFL and you go, well, wait a minute, they gave up a fourth or they gave up a fourth. Right. And you kind of feel like if that was the going rate, we should have been in the mix.
And perhaps there was an ask they wanted somebody off the roster. We talked about that earlier. We thought maybe Richie Grant becomes expendable now in that secondary. Either way, it doesn't get we don't improve, I think, the way some Falcon fans are very angry right now with social media. I get it. But, I mean, we'll find out. Hopefully the media, whether our conversations with Coach or the media when they're talking to Terry Fontenot, will go over what was close to happening or what didn't happen. But you do see, Carl, more movement than we've ever seen at the trade deadline in the NFL. And we mentioned earlier that that component in the NFC North, man, wow. Steelers and the Bengals, as you say, and the Ravens really getting after it. Two teams which really kind of, and haven't even faced each other yet, because Steelers, they'll play the Ravens coming up next week.
Not America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This week, but next week.
All the division games are in front of them. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Let me hear Raheem Morris, because he talked about his message heading to New Orleans. We know they are in disarray, and trading away Marshawn Lattimore is another thing for the Saints to have to deal with. Here's Ra.
You know, there's no difference in what we want to take the mentality to the South, right? There's no such thing as running too far, and we got to go out there and go get them.
Got to go get them. Can't worry about what's going on in their house. All this stuff. I said to West Durham earlier, they seem like they're in disarray. But we've seen this before. Teams go through this kind of stuff, and then they show up on Sunday, and guys are mad or whatever the situation may be, and you get a better game than you expected. Also, the connection between Darnell Mooney and Kirk Cousins. Darnell says, what's up, Darnell? That is just getting better.
We're just going out there doing what we do in practice and, you know, just trying to stay consistent. There's some things out there that we definitely got to get better at. We had some missed ops out there that we got to take advantage of, but it got somewhat of the job done today. So.
We had that conversation back when you and I were going round and round. I said, Darnell, who? We talked about it yesterday. And boy, he's got a career year. He's getting more touchdowns than he's ever had. Kirk Cousins really has a vibe with him. There was a reason Kirk Cousins maybe suggested it to Fontenot that this is a dude that would fit what we're trying to do. I was kind of joking around, but half kidding. I hope we get to keep Zach Robinson for 2 years, Carl, because if this offense continues this trajectory, a lot of folks may come calling.
They might, but timing is everything. And if you're Zach Robinson, what have you done? Even if we go to the playoffs, you know, Ben Johnson, it took him 3 years before anybody really started to recognize how good he was in Detroit. Don't get me wrong. I want opportunities for everybody, especially if we're winning, Mike, and we're going deep in the playoffs and maybe winning a Super Bowl. But I don't think Zach Robinson after 1 year is going anywhere.
It happens. By the way, are we better? Do you feel that we can win a playoff game, two playoff games, get to the championship, Super Bowl, the way this team is presently constructed?
I do. But some things have to go your way. And the offense is going to have to still carry the load, Mike. You're still going to have to score more than 28 points, 25 points a game. And if you do those things, you're taking a lot of stress off the defense. Mm-hmm. But I do. If healthy. And that's been the other part of this. All right, we got more to get to. Strong Arm Story of the Day is on the way. We'll talk about the playoff committee tonight making their first rankings in 10 minutes. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. Lots of people asking us about why the Falcons didn't make a move. We need to discuss just a little bit more. Joe Patrick's going to join us at 6:20. He covers our Falcons to kind of recap the trade deadline, and we'll get his opinions on what went down. Here's the thing that I continue to see, Mike. Like, for example, the needs were glaring for some of these teams. And I know for us, it seems the same way. And I'm not going to debate that. I mean, listen, right. Mike's been talking about this for weeks. We need more sacks. We need to get after the quarterback. We're coming off a game in which we had three. Again, Caden Ellis, you had Arnold Ebiketie and Grady Jarrett. And I don't know if you can do that every week. But if we can get there, you know, one, two a week, it would be great. And we'll start to collect more. But the fact is, the Steelers were in desperate need of getting wide receiver help on the other side of Pickens, right? They went and got it. Za'Darius Smith made total sense for the Lions.
Right.
They went and got him. What didn't make sense is what the Cowboys did to go get a wide receiver with no quarterback and Dak Prescott and a no offensive line, but yet they went and did it.
The Cowboys gave more to Carolina for Mingo than I guess you could argue the Titans got for DeAndre Hopkins from Kansas City.
It makes no sense. You look at other moves. The Commanders get Marshawn Lattimore. Now, I'm actually glad he's not going to be with the Saints. He's recovering from a hamstring. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, Dan Quinn and company go, we got a shot at this. We didn't think we would with a rookie quarterback. But guess what? We're in the mix. We need to improve in this area.
I mean, they just went into Green Bay, taking it back to the Lions, and beat the Lions without Aiden Hutchinson. They've been doing it without Aiden Hutchinson since the injury. But I'm a little frustrated. As we said, you know, sometimes you'll find out the details, and this the ask was too rich. But, I mean, to me, this team is so similar to 2016.
Or maybe they, Mike, real quick, they just weren't going to come off of him.
Right.
And that makes no sense, guys, simply because he's going to be able to walk at the end of the year.
Right, and it just seems like they're not going to be able to keep Thibodeau and Burns and then give him the kind of money he's going to make in the open market, nor should we. He'd be a rental player, and maybe you're not prepared to give up two draft picks for a rental player. We don't have that fifth rounder. I tweeted it earlier. It's just... it's frustrating because it was the circumstances around the meddling nonsense. There was only one place in the NFL that Kirk Cousins was going. You know, I don't know what now in hindsight, it's great. But at the time, it was like a robust market for Darnell Mooney. But either way, because we were about a couple hours early, the NFL docks as a fifth rounder for the tampering, which seems like a bunch of nonsense. Either way, could that fifth round pick have been the sweetener in a deal to get us across the finish line with one of these players? That's really frustrating. Unless Jimmy Lake and Coach Rod, we'll talk to him tomorrow at Falcons, feel they have turned a corner. They are getting there with the guys in the building. It just seems like when you've got a team with as dynamic as this offense, like 2016, I just thought we were going to be really aggressive today. And apparently, for whatever reason, it just didn't happen.
404-726-0929. Here's my question to you. Chris, I want to take a couple of phone calls here. Are you disappointed, or do you still feel like we can get there? Because the fact of the matter is, throughout all of this, we're still winning. We're winning our division. We're in the front running the lead as far as being the front runners in this division. Guys, things still look very positive for us, despite the fact that we haven't had this element. 404-726-0929. Or are you with Mike? A little frustrated. And it's okay to feel that way because, again, when you are playing well, you want to do everything you can to enhance that. And I don't know if you feel like we didn't do that today, Dukes and Bell. We could have enhanced this thing and maybe taken the next step, or we're now going to ask guys to be coached up and play better, as we have with Matthew Judon. Guys, we haven't seen the best of Matthew Judon. Mike, my question is starting to become, are we going to see the best of him between now and the end of the season?
Look, that's just it. And, you know, if you want to just say, look, you brought Judon in, and I thought if you read between the lines with Coach Raheem Morris with us last week, is he had players. He mentioned when Von Miller came back with the Rams, and he was a little rusty. And maybe there's some rust. Okay, well, let's go. I mean, Judon was with the Patriots game. Remember, he was yelling at Gerard Mayo.
He was.
I mean, it wasn't like he was at home eating bonbons. Right? Who eats bonbons? But anyway, let's see this guy get after it. I don't know how many Falcon fans could have picked Preston Smith out in a police lineup, but you see a guy who has got some good sack numbers the last couple of years, and you see him go for a seventh-round pick to the Steelers. You kind of get like, well, what's up with that? So I get it. It's got to fit. But a lot of these guys were sort of 3-4, which is what we play. I don't know. It's just, we'll find out tomorrow with Coach Ra if Ebba Katie pops for 8 sacks and Caden Ellis gets what he was in New Orleans. He was a 7-sack player the year before he got here in free agency. Maybe they feel it's trending that way, bro.
You know what else? And here's the other reason why you may feel some kind of way. And we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, guys, we'll talk about the college football playoff, the road to it, and tonight the committee comes out with its first rankings. But the other reason you may be feeling some kind of way is there were a number of moves. If only a couple of teams did something, you might be like, okay, it didn't seem like there was a lot of movement. Mike, this felt like the NBA trade
right.
deadline.
I mean, we've said that in the past, it's not exactly, it's like maybe 4 or 5 moves. There's a bunch, and they kind of came in a flurry. So we're seeing teams, and as I said to Carl earlier, I know I've kind of fixated on it because it's kind of cool how the Ravens and Steelers are kind of getting specific needs. Steelers find that opposite piece, you know, for their receiving core. You know, the Ravens beefing up the DN. I mean, just this is going to be a really fun post. I mean, the playoff time, and not to mention the regular season, because a lot of these divisional games haven't happened yet. I just know we're going to play the Commanders. Well, we may see the Lions in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if you feel it's an arms race in the NFC, I just was hoping we, you know, put our chips in the game.
All right, let's talk to Matthew in Woodstock. Matthew, do you still believe we can get there? You're a little frustrated with not making a move today at the trade deadline. Hey, man, talk to us.
Man, I'm so bummed today, bro. I was in checking it all day while I'm at work. Like, maybe we'll do something. Just something to get that defensive line even marginally better than where it's at. Like, I've been excited. It's been fun watching us win, playing tight games against good teams. But the frustrating thing to me is I've not seen us, one, dominate a bad team. You know, even last week playing the bummy Cowboys, we still just squeaked that out. And so what I'm worried about is I think we can still get there, but I don't want to get in the playoffs and get blown out the first night because we can't touch a quarterback.
Right.
You know,
it's
you get a playoff game, you're playing against the best and the best, you know, with the quarterback and good receiving core. I mean, you give, you know, guys like Patrick Mahomes the kind of time we give people in the pocket, they'll pick you apart. It doesn't matter how good your secondary is.
Well, Matthew, Jared Goff's playing better right now than anybody in the NFC. NFC. He's got an 80% completion rate over his last 6 games. He's killing it. And to your point, those are the kind of teams you're going to see. I hear your frustration. Matthew, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate you in Woodstock.
Hey, right now, guys, for what it's worth, if the playoffs were today, short season, we'd have Jalen Hurts and the Eagles coming here in a division round.
And, Mike,
that's scary.
Well,
for a number of reasons.
Well, because they've gotten their stuff together.
Right.
Early in the season, we didn't know what to expect. They didn't know what to expect. I get it.
And I get it. He got the big plays. He scrambled. We kept everything in front of us. We found a way to win. But still, you want to rematch with Jalen Hurts? I don't want to rematch with Jalen Hurts.
Figgy in the ATL. Figgy, thanks for listening to Dukes and Bell. You're frustrated? How you feeling? We can still get there, right? Hey, man. Figgy, talk to us.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Figgy, you're out of here.
You hear me?
Nope.
It's too late.
Can't.
The moment's gone, Figgy.
Yeah. You had us, and then you lost us. I get where, again, you could be like Matthew and say, all right, I've been watching this all day. I think a lot of Falcon fans are like that. I kept seeing tweets, Mike, from our loyal Falcon fans like, man, okay, it's going to happen this hour. And then it was noon. And it's going to happen next hour. And it was 1 o'clock. And then it's going to happen. And they kept hoping that something would I know that something was going to happen, and it didn't. Joe Patrick's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on this coming up at 6:20 as we'll recap the trade deadline.
Yeah, man.
You could say it was a crap day.
Look, we got a good thing going. I think in 16 we needed some help. Remember, we brought Dwight Freeney in late in preseason.
Yep,
and Vic Beasley got going. We know that. I mean, look, unless Coach Ra and these guys feel they really do believe in their hearts, hey, Fontenot, let's not go waste what we got. We got the stuff in the building and get it done. It's just hard when you've seen, as the caller just pointed out, we just don't get the quarterback on the ground. The guys are dead last in the NFL for a reason and sacking the quarterback.
All right, are they still going to be number one tonight, and where's Georgia going to be? We'll talk about that as the committee finally gets together, and these are the rankings that are going to matter. We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You talk about made for TV. Well, that's the deal tonight as the College Football Playoff Committee gets together. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. These are the rankings, guys, we've been waiting on. I do believe the Dogs will be number two in these rankings. But, Mike, this is how it's going to happen. Reverse order from 25 to number 7, right? They'll take a commercial break to broadcast, reveal the top 6. And then in a 12-team playoff world, you know, obviously it's what we care about. We want to see who the top 4 teams are, and then from there on. But they're going to do this in reverse order. And it makes sense. It's drama, right? That's what they're trying to build.
And as we said, for the first time in our lifetime, Alabama has 2 losses. No, just under Nick Saban and now under Kalen DeBoer. I'm curious to see how Alabama comes up. Do they have them where the coaches poll and the AP has them at number 11? Do they move them up a little bit? Does BYU get some love? Some of these other guys, you know, the non-traditional players, right, that we've seen, like Indiana. Sometimes the strength of schedule stuff is an issue. But I think it's going to be chalk. You brought it up earlier. Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, Miami. And for the most part, Carl, everything will sort of play itself out. But I'm just a little bit curious to see where does Boise State come in? Are the little guys really going to have a share of the big table? Are they going to be at the kids' table for Thanksgiving?
Right now, there are 6 teams that have an 89% chance or better to make the college football playoff. Right? That means they're pretty much getting in. Oregon, Ohio State, Miami, Texas, Georgia, Penn State. Now, you're going to say, well, Georgia beat Texas. That's not what we're talking about. But based on the rest of their schedule and their opportunity to get into this 12-team playoff, those are the 6 teams right now, according to Sportsline, that have the best chance of getting in, Mike. And so then you say, all right, well, what about Notre Dame and all these other teams we've been talking about? BYU, Boise. Well, Boise's going to get, if they are the G5 team, and again, that's outside the Power 4, which it looks like right now they probably will be, but they're going to get that other bid. That's 5 teams with the conference champions. With that said, guys, this is the first one. I think, Mike, just to mess with this, they could easily put somebody else in number one and just say, yeah, Oregon, you look good, but we know you're undefeated, but this is the number one team right now,
but
just to tick people off.
That's the thing. Remember, this is, at the end of the day, like tonight, I mean, there's other things going on in the world, but this is a big TV show, and the whole thing is designed to be the best TV show. And they usually do seem to throw a few wrinkles in. Years past, remember Baylor and TCU? That's, you know, we're talking the old Baylor, old TCU.
Sure, sure.
But they've always had some stuff that kind of leaves people scratching their heads or going, okay, to get people fired up. To me, like I said, do they have Notre Dame? That's another monkey with a wrench, right? Notre Dame always finds a way to weasel their way in because of their cachet. And right now, you know, they've got a ranked win over Louisville. They did beat that Texas A&M team. That was big, but then Texas A&M goes and turns around and loses to South Carolina. A bunch of teams have, like, no margin for error. Like you mentioned earlier, like Texas A&M, Clemson. And then you get to the teams that, let's be honest, there's still a lot of work to be done, and they could still find a way. I mean, there's still a chance SMU could be the ACC champion and knock out Miami in that championship game.
Yeah.
And then it would be a a one-loss Miami, which would still be in at large because they've had some exciting wins this year.
Mike, if it is just that, a big TV show, projected CFP first-round games. And again, this is the first week. We get 4 more weeks. There could be L's and things that play out. But just imagine this. Texas would get a home game against Boise. Boise would be the 12th team in, right? They get that automatic bid. But Texas at home against Boise, that's 12 versus 5. Ohio State taking on number 11, Alabama.
Right.
Ohio State gets the home game in that scenario in Columbus. Notre Dame in the playoff taking on Tennessee in South Bend. These are all attractive games, right? When you start looking at Penn State at home against Indiana. Now, that would be obviously the Big Ten. But remember, the Big Ten has like 18 teams now. Everybody doesn't play everybody.
Right. And do you feel that we are going to – would you think they're going to give you the conference rematch, or are they going to get exotic and take teams cross-country or north-south?
See, that's what would make it fun. Right. I think that's what makes it even more interesting.
Like Texas A&M has to go to Penn State or something like that.
Yes.
By the way, I stand corrected. Miami does not have a win over a ranked opponent. So a one-loss Miami – might not be in. Call me crazy.
No, you're right.
You know, it just so stay tuned on that
well,
one.
Well, it's like Indiana. We talked about it earlier. If they don't beat Ohio State, yes, they have a one loss against Ohio State, but it's the only ranked team they've played on their schedule.
Right. Now, Georgia, by the way, goes up against Ole Miss. What's your gut telling you right now? What's your spidey sense? You know, we got a few days to go on this one. Do you think this is going to be another high-scoring affair?
Look, every time I've been nervous, whether it was Alabama, and rightfully so, because we said Kirby's got an Alabama issue, and then obviously they lose that game and they let Bama jump out on them. Mm-hmm. Texas, first time you've played there since the 30s. Yeah, okay, I'm a little nervous. They handled it. I have to believe, Mike, that they're going to go and handle this in Oxford. I just feel like, you know what, with all the things we're talking about, and Carson not being perfect or not even being really good in the first halves, I just feel like they're going to be able to handle this. And here's the difference. This is what happened with Texas. And Randy Mack and I were talking about this today. Because he was like, what'd you think? Because we were talking. He was on vacation. And I said, you know what? All week long leading into that Texas game, Georgia had been there. And even though this isn't the same group of guys, the culture is built. So you're in and around this all the time where you're looking up, Mike, it's recent. This isn't 10 or 15 years ago. And I think for Texas, it's like, okay, we think we're good, but we hadn't been here lately. Ole Miss, Mike, we think we're good, but the culture is not there. It's different. And I'm not saying they can't beat Georgia, but that ultimately helps you overcome a lot of these situations when you feel like, hey, we're able to handle this.
Well, you know, Georgia's tight game against Kentucky all of a sudden got validated when they beat Ole Miss.
Yep.
And then Ole Miss gets into a shooting match with LSU, and then they just couldn't finish the deal. But Jackson Dart can throw for a lot of yards. I just think, you know, Mykel Williams, Jalen Walker continue to just get the heat on the quarterback. But what is the Mike Bobo game plan going to be with Carson Beck? We spent all day yesterday, Beck and this interception thing's got to stop.
But you can't protect him. And what I mean by that is this can't be check down city all game. You got to let him throw the ball down the field because, Mike, you're going to need him to do that to win this thing.
You got a guy, you know, and Carson Beck tied fourth in the league in college football in interceptions with 11. You got a team with the most sacks in college football in Ole Miss. And you got a guy, Trey Amos, who's got 3 interceptions. He's tied I think he's tied second in college football, Carl. So you got a ball hawk in secondary and a guy who's prone to throwing some crazy picks. So I'm just saying, run the football. Bobo, run it.
404-726-0929. Follow us, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. That is on Twitter, guys. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and across all social media platforms as well. Stay up on everything that's going on. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, our buddy Joe Patrick will join us. We'll recap the trade deadline. We'll get his thoughts on the Falcons. We're going to be up there tomorrow at Flowery Branch, as we are each and every Wednesday, to talk to Coach and company. And, again, we told you, you never know who's going to stop by. Last week it was Kirkko. You never know who's going to be the guest or who may stop in up there at Flowery. So make sure you're here at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Hey, man, the injuries will get more clarity on what's going on with Drake London, although we did hear from Torrey McElhaney about Grady was listed. He said he could go when he was talking to the media. That's not an official report. That's just Grady talking to reporters about what was really scary with that Achilles, but the MRI was negative. But, yeah, man, we'll talk to Joe Patrick about it coming up here in less than a half an hour. But this team, you were joking around about a trap game. By the way, you were asking me earlier, am I
going
to go?
Yeah, are you going?
A couple of guys pointed out that Tropical Storm Raphael is going to be raining all week.
You're going to let a storm keep you away from New Orleans?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right.
I got to be honest
it's
with
fair.
You. I got to be the air. I used to love that road trip.
Yeah,
but I can't get another speeding ticket. Okay. I can't drive a red car.
Would you like to go? You know, would you like to expound on this a little further?
I'm just saying. I just can't get it up to speed. And you know.
No, I know.
You know what's going to happen. So the flights are crazy. It's going to rain a little bit. A couple guys hit us up. It's going to be rainy this weekend
Mike,
down in New Orleans.
You used to be able to. All right. And you guys know this if you did this trip. You used to be able to get a flight for like $150.
Right.
I'm being serious. $200 at the most.
You could hop on AirTran for a C note in the old days.
This was a nothing look, right. Back and forth.
We only fly Delta Jet. And by like it's last minute. It is what it is. There's not volume. Right. There's no way to get back home. I can get down there.
Are they flying as many jets as they should right now?
Sure
I'm
like
asking
it.
Delta.
They don't waste a penny. And huh? You know, you get the business model is strong.
Doesn't Stakey have on the CEO every month? I'm asking Delta. Are we flying enough jets here?
I always get a kick when you're at the gate, and this happened coming back from Tampa on Monday morning.
Okay, we're a little bit oversold. If there's anyone whose travel plans could...
No! I'm on this flight for a reason. I gotta get home. But that's the business model. You're a little bit over... You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah, but I have thought
105%
about it.
Of the tickets are sold.
I have thought about it, though. There was one time I did take the deal, and I think right. I got a crazy voucher, and it was really cool. But, yeah, anyway.
But, by the way, it's Tuesday... Much like a storm, Carl could change direction by Friday. I may say, I'm going to hop in the sled and get down there.
Okay. All right, man. Listen, I know.
Tickets are dirt cheap. If you are going to New Orleans and you're going to do it, they're literally the ticket prices.
You know
are
why, right? They suck.
The same tickets I was looking at last week for like $400, $500. You can, if you sit in a 600 level, you can get it for $60. You can sit in the 500 level for about $130. They are dirt cheap right now with the Superdome.
Yeah.
If you can deal with that musty smell.
They're giving tickets away down there right now. Can you imagine them on radio right now? They done fired the coach. It's all bad right now.
And by the way, if the Falcon fans don't get down there, the Harris, those crap tables will be at $10. It won't be at $25.
That's true.
Nobody got no loot down there.
No, they're going to lower the prices. Hey, man, coming up, 6 o'clock, top three. We'll get to it. Lots of stuff going on. And also, we will recap the trade deadline with Joe Patrick. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.